Hello and welcome to Building on the Bad, a special edition episode of Building a Furniture Brand with Ethan Abramson. On these special episodes, we hear from furniture company owners about the worst days they have had and how they bounced back from the hard times. These quick looks are meant as inspirational episodes to remind you that even on the darkest days, good can come out of the bad. On this episode, I sit down with Candace Luter, owner of Candace Luter Art and Interiors. If you want to hear the full story behind how Candace Luter Art and Interiors got started, check out the show archives, episode 163. Sometimes your biggest obstacle turns out to be your biggest win. That's what happened with Candace and one of her products. Instead of giving up and counting her damaged materials as a loss, she went outside the box to find a solution to her problem. And that solution, well, it took her farther than she ever thought possible. That story coming up right after a quick word from our sponsors. Introducing Astra HP, the newest high-performance innovation in cutting-edge technology from Bits and Bits. Let me tell you what's new about it. It's incredibly thin, measuring at just 0.3 microns. It's also tougher than ever with an impressive 5,000 Vickers hardness, and it's specially designed to reduce friction and heat buildup, leading to cleaner cuts and longer tool life. Available now on all their newest spiral CNC bits and router bits. So if you want to check it out yourself, go to bitsbits.com. That's BITS, BITS.com.
So it's always important for us, you know, when we're doing quality checks. I mean, you know, in a made to order business, we're only buying like what we need. And so the worst case scenario for us is to get to the end of the line, ready to ship, and product is either scratched or damaged. And so throughout our quality checks, like I realized that our mirrors were getting scratched and I couldn't figure out exactly like why we're having so much scratched product and having to go and rebuy, then, you know, delay our orders to our customers or our retailers. And it was just the worst case scenario until I realized, one day after troubleshooting that our mirror bench that we do our initial inspections on was way too close to the brick walls. And so a train that goes by a couple of times a day is shaking those brick walls and the dust and the debris is falling on our mirror benches. So, you know, I've got this accumulation of all this scratched and damaged product. What am I going to do with it? And one day when I was just spending some time with myself, I thought, you know, what would happen if, and sort of developed this technique and this texture process to put on top of these mirrors. Originally just came up with these designs just to cover up various scratches. And from there, I ended up sort of, you know, putting it out into the world, and it ended up being one of our most popular products to date, you know, so much so that it is now, our top selling product on West Elm. We're one of their, you know, top 10 local artists online, you know, as well as it was one of my submissions for the Etsy design contest, which ended up being the grand prize global winner. So good things can come out of very bad situations and end up working in your favor. It's really just about changing your perspective. And so that's something that I try to model after. It's something that I try to, you know, teach my employees, that just because you run into an obstacle, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. It's just an opportunity for a comeback, an opportunity to change your perspective and to look at things with a different lens.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you liked what you heard and you got value out of it, please think about leaving a review and subscribing wherever you listen. To learn more about the series, please visit buildingafurniturebrand.com and feel free to reach out anytime with questions or guest suggestions to hello@buildingafurniturebrand.com. You can find me at The Build with Ethan on Instagram. Hope you enjoyed the show. And can't wait to bring you the next one.